on the line by our featured guest this week, a great actor, someone you've seen many, many times on the big screen. He's been in films like X-Men Apocalypse, X-Men Days of Future Past, Mad Max Fury Road, which my middle son at the age of 13 said was the best film that could ever be made. It's not just the best film ever.
Wow.
That there was no way to ever a better film.
It is the last film that ever needed to be made.
That needed to be made. We're joined on the line by Josh Hellman. Josh, how are you this fine, fine evening?
I'm really well, Gus. How are you?
Yeah, really awesome. Good. Really good. Now, you've done so many great things on the big screen. I want to talk to you about one of them, which happens to be one of my favorites. But this is AM Talk Radio in America. You might know we talk a little bit of politics. It's what people here like. You come from Australia. As an Australian, you look at the things that have been happening in our country for the last 4 or 5 months. I know you've lived here for a few years. What do you think as an outsider looking at all the newspaper headlines and stuff flashing on your phone? What do you think about our political status quo? Can you as an outsider give us any insights?
I can certainly try.
Go for it then.
No, I mean, in all honesty, I'd be lying if I said there wasn't a certain degree of fear that I had when I first moved to America. I think just in terms of, you know, in Australia growing up, you know, you have a certain idea about how things work. Australia's not a perfect country by any means, but, you know, I think that there was a certain amount of fear that I had just in terms of, for example, I was really afraid for the first couple of years living in America of getting sick because I wasn't sure what that meant. And I'd heard
we still don't know what it means.
Yeah, it probably means before Obamacare that you would have died. That's something that people just have to embrace.
Well, that's the thing. As an outsider, you kind of hear all of these horror stories and you're not exactly sure.
You just need to carry an airline ticket to Canada with you at all times. Yeah. And make sure you don't have anything that'll kill you in 24 hours.
I think so. At least enough time to get on a plane back to Australia in case I need some emergency surgery. I think it's a really strange and interesting time. I see so much, divisiveness and, but at the same time there seems to be, genuine pushes in certain areas for people to try to come together. But I think politically, especially in America at the moment, it seems to me like this is just an unusual time and maybe fresh territory. And please correct me if I'm wrong, but it's in Australia too. It's interesting because I feel like Australia, we don't seem to have many charismatic political figures. Like, they all seem to be very kind of like very white bread,
right,
very boring people to listen to who's,
a true politician.
But you do have someone who claims to be the spiritual forebearer of Donald J. Trump. That would be the fish and chip shop owning politician named Pauline Hanson, who's apparently back on the top of the tree again. She's back after 10 years in the wilderness.
Her persistence continues to shock me. It's so funny because that was something that I grew up with. I was in my probably early teens, maybe even younger, when she was first really coming to the fore.
Right.
And of course, I was too young at the time to really understand, the policies she was pushing or, what she was after. But, there's, I have to admit, I think probably a certain amount of guilt as well because, I think when it comes to just the rhetoric that I sometimes hear coming out of, her party is the One Nation party in Australia. And, it seems to be across the board very, very much kind of like anti-immigrant and anti, it's very nationalist.
There's a lot of that going around these days.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And I think it was especially jarring because my understanding, the way that I grew up in Australia in terms of my education and culturally, was very much understood that Australia is it was referred to, we would refer to ourselves as the multicultural country. It was
right.
A country where, you know, we had an incredible amount of, you know, Vietnamese, Thai, Italian, Greek, you know, we have so many different ethnicities of people who have come and found a place and have contributed in incredible ways. And I think, you know, to the benefit of the country. And so to have someone come in and then start to put forward the kind of ideas that would say that's not a good thing just seemed so shocking to me at the time, because it was kind of like a reversal of what I assumed to be true.
And now you've got 2 weeks into his presidency, you've got Donald Trump making a run at your prime minister. What was that all about?
I had a friend, actually, an American friend of mine, send me that article as soon as it happened. And I was I still don't know what happened. And of course, the Australian government's kind of trying to soft pedal it as much as possible. But
it was pretty embarrassing. It was really a slapdown, kind of an unnecessary little exchange between
it was
our president.
You know, keep your immigrants. We don't want them.
We don't want them, even though
we agreed to take them.
Binding agreement. Now we've been talking politics. I want to take a couple of minutes, Josh, and talk about your great career. Now, the way that I've deduced it, and I'm just a lonely American sitting here trying to map out the huge tsunami of Australian actors who land on our shores every year.
That's
fine. But it seems to me, I've deduced this using like Sherlock Holmes logic, all mm-hmm. Australian actors originate either from the soap Home and Away or the soap Neighbours. Can you explain why this is the wellspring for so many actors, and can you defend yours against the others? You were Home and Away.
I was, yeah. Home and Away was my first ever job. And that was quite a funny story for me personally, because I had auditioned for a character that was really sweet. He was kind of like the nice guy love interest of one of the characters. And I got a phone call from my agent a few days later saying that they weren't interested for me in that part, but they would love to see me. They would love to, in fact, give me the role of the really like the bad guy. Like,
oh wow, guy. That's a better role. That's always a better role.
And it's so funny. I feel like in some way that maybe that was portentous for my entire career. But, I feel like I'm a pretty nice guy, but I
think well, that's got nothing to do with it. That's
real dickheads a lot of the time.
But it's playing the villain that you get all the great lines.
Absolutely.
Now I have to give you a shout out because you starred in one of my favorite Australian films of all time, which is of course Animal Kingdom. Can you tell me a little bit about that experience? It's now a TV show here. I think it's doing pretty well. It's fairly true to the original story, but the original Animal Kingdom is a heck of a film.
It's a heck of a film. I think that is one of the... First of all, let's not forget that was a debut feature by the director David Michaud.
Yep.
He is just one of those people who I think is extraordinarily talented. I read the script and I'm the sort of actor too, and I hope this doesn't sound too hoity, but I find it hard to get really invested in anything that I read and don't take to,
right.
Don't kind of understand and don't enjoy. And that was one of those scripts that, you know, and I was a baby at the time, but I thought that was just an absolutely incredible piece of writing, and was so fortunate to, you know, get the role that I did. But I think it's one of those things where, you know, as you often hear in certain aspects, no one really, I think, expected it to be the breakout hit that it was. But I remember seeing that for the first time and just thinking that it was an astonishingly good movie and just full of amazing performances. And finally, I feel like in some way, I mean, there were other films as well, but, you know, it brought, you know, Jackie Weaver and Ben Mendelsohn to people's attention, Sullivan Stapleton, like, just full of, and James Freshfield, the lead, is now working a bunch. It's just, it was full of just amazing actors doing amazing work.
Ben Mendelsohn, who you will have seen in Rogue One as the villain there, he chewed through the scenery in his role as the villain.
Now, you mentioned, Tim, the hordes of Australian actors landing on our shores.
Tsunami.
Is there something wanting in the 120,000 members of the Screen Actors Guild that we need so many Australian actors? They are everywhere.
And I have to let you know, Josh, I'm sitting across from David C. Fisher, a SAG card holder. I think it's just the fact that they get good training young. I think it is their schools. I wonder what your opinion is, Josh. Your ability to get these soap roles in Home and Away and McLeod's Daughter and the whole laundry list of Country Practice, whole laundry list of them. You get to work early and you get to build these great little bits of reel, and then you come over here. What do you attribute the success to?
Well, it's a really great question. I think that there are a number of facets at play. I would say that, first of all, Home and Away and Neighbours are shows that are pretty much uniformly populated by characters who are in their teens and early 20s. So they're always on the lookout for people who have just graduated acting school or have not really been discovered in any other way. So it's a great launching pad. It's also just an opportunity for young actors to get the experience of what it's like to work on a set, all of those productions too are very much filled with directors and writers and crew who are very encouraging of the young actors because they know that it's a frightening experience. It can be. And I think another aspect of it, because I've heard this from casting directors for years, ever since I came to the States, they've always talked about how, you know, Australian actors and British actors and South African actors, there's something about those, culturally, I think, those males are just have a different sort of energy that they feel is, I don't know, like attractive or interesting.
It's your fault, Dave.
The answer is chicks dig the accent. That's it.
They do.
Dig the accent.
We're up against a commercial break, and I want to give you some time, Josh, to say a little bit about the great, great play that you're involved in, Rules of Seconds. We had your co-star Amy Brenneman on a couple of weeks ago. She sang very, very high praises of the show. Why did you pick this play when you could be doing multi-million dollar movies and TV shows? What about this play drew you to it?
Well, like I said before, I'm really attracted to good writing and to stories that I think just want to be told. And this is no exception. I had the great pleasure of working with this playwright, actually, John Polono, about 6 years ago on a play in L.A. that he wrote and was in, actually, that was called Small Engine Repair. And it was one of the great pleasures of my life and a real just incredible production to be a part of. And I actually had known about this play, Rules of Seconds, the play that I'm in currently, for years. And John has had a special place in John's heart for a long time. And I've really loved this play. And finally, LATC, in collaboration with the Timblers, decided to stage it and have their world premiere. And, you know, I was lucky enough that, you know, I was asked to be a part of it. So I'm here because I just think it's a remarkable piece of writing, and I think that the cast that they've assembled is incredible. And Joe Bonney, who's just one of the best theater directors I think she's probably ever lived, came to take us through this production. And, you know, it's one of those, film and television is gratifying absolutely in many different ways, and the reach that it has is incredible. But for an actor, I think there's something about being on the stage in front of, you know, an audience that just gives you a sense of feedback and a sense of connection that you just don't get otherwise. And it's a really amazing experience.
It seems like it's going to be a great, great play. I want to thank you so much, actor Josh Hellman, for being part of the Bigger Picture this evening. Thank you so much for spending your evening with us.
No, thanks for having me, guys. It was a pleasure.
Friends and neighbors, we're in town.